How y'all doing? Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? It's me, Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Tanksley, is one of your hosts. And who are you, sir?
I'm just Tanksley.
You just Tanksley?
Yeah.
Also known as
I'm Marcus,
Tank.
Or Tank.
My husband of almost 11 years, boyfriend of many more years than that. For those of you all who are tuning in for the first time, this podcast is called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? It is a bi-weekly podcast. That means we upload every other week where we discuss any and all things. We discuss relationships, pop culture, politics, whatever is on our mind and is on our heart. Just know we gonna discuss it, as well as we take suggestions from our subscribers, especially those who subscribe to That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. So I'm going to tell y'all real quickly.
Y'all just let us know.
Yeah, let us know if there's anything y'all want to talk about specifically. But I'll let y'all know real quickly that you can find me on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV, as well as Instagram as That Chick Angel, Facebook as That Chick Angel, along with my two shows on there, Mommy Confessions and Monday Motivation. And you can find me on Twitter at Angel the Actress. And Marcus, where can they find you?
At work, if you see me.
Yes, right. You better be at work. You better be at work. So how you been doing? Like, I feel like now that we do it every other week, it's easier to do. But I also feel like it seems like it's so long since we've just talked to them. Granted, we vlog or whatever. So if you're into vlogs, go over to my YouTube channel. But it feels like it's, like, there's a lot of time between actually talking to them. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I feel like I'm back at 100% health wise. Off my injury since we were last doing the podcast consistently, I believe.
You haven't been feeling 100% since then. I didn't know this. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I said I'm back at 100%. I said since.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you're just now feeling that way.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying. I'm sorry.
No. Oh,
okay. Excuse me.
Me and Angel do this. Well, yeah. No, Angel does this thing where we'll go round and round. What we've already said has been established. She'll continue to try to elaborate on what she thought I meant. I'm like, it don't matter. We understand. We're at an agreement right now.
You know what? He's just very aggressive when he talks to me sometimes.
No, I'm not.
You're not aggressive when you talk to me sometimes.
When we do that, yeah, that does piss me off, because I don't do it with nobody but you.
Because
I don't think you should do it with anybody else but me.
Because I don't care if I get on the same page with anybody else but you. You're my husband. I would like to get on the same page. And for
I think you're just stubborn. Well, I know you're stubborn. But
still, no, it's not that. I'm not. I just want you, even if you don't agree with me, I need for you to understand me, because you are my husband. You are my best friend.
Oh, I understand you wholly. That's why I don't know why you continue to elaborate on.
No.
All right. So anyway, y'all, everything is good. I can't complain.
Well, you guys, thank you for sharing a lot of your goals with us from our last podcast. Our last podcast was the first of the year. And so we went over some goals and stuff, and you all shared some dope goals with us. So thank you so much for responding. You can also respond to us on SoundCloud, because that's actually, I didn't even say where the podcast could be found. I apologize. Let me rewind. You can find this podcast, Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. I got us up on Google Play. Please, wherever you listen to us at, rate the podcast. That makes us more discoverable for people to be able to find us, and it makes us more attractive to brands as well. So we appreciate that. And if you're watching us, make sure you thumbs up the video and share with other people. So
do your nieces watch these?
I think so.
All right, make sure they watch it this week, because I'm dedicating my shirt once again. My Jimi Hendrix shirt that I love so much. That's they like to clown me.
My husband has this Jimi Hendrix shirt that he has definitely worn a lot.
It fits me well, and I like Jimi Hendrix. It's hard to find a really good Jimi Hendrix shirt. You can find a Jimi Hendrix shirt anywhere, but a good one, it's real hard to find.
So my niece is like, I'm going to buy you some t-shirts, because you seem to be wearing the same thing over
and
over again.
And me, as petty and spiteful as I am, I purposely just wear it because I know it gets on the nerves. Let's move on.
Okay, so we had said several times that we were going to do our, not our story, but how we dated. But Marcus is now saying that he feels like we've talked about it too much. So I'm like, well, maybe we should talk about something else if that's not what you really want to get into. But he's like, no, let's just do it. Let's just do it. I can't believe you don't remember us having this conversation.
All right, we did. I say, let's just do it. You see what just happened? Why are we doing it already?
We'll start.
You start. It's your subject.
It's not my subject. It was something we both agreed on. We were in the middle of another podcast, and I was like, oh, you know what? We were both like, yeah, we just save it. We
met at my sister's apartment.
We're not talking about how we dated.
See, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You started off because you understand what's going on. We dated like any other people. We were just long distance.
Okay, so.
We dated with both eyes open. I don't understand.
See, that's the reason why I'm like, is that the topic that we should really do if you don't understand
that's
the topic no more?
That's what you said
no
we
more.
Were going to do. Ain't no more. Just go.
You understood
just
the topic
start.
When we both agreed
just
a long
started,
time ago.
Though. Why ain't it started?
Okay, so our first date, we went to Max and Irma's. Right?
Liar.
No, it was Ruby.
it was what? Ruby Tuesday?
No.
Is that what you was about
no,
to say?
No.
Okay.
It was not Ruby. Rafferty's.
It wasn't Max and Irma's.
It was right. Rafferty. Max and Irma's and Rafferty's are the same
no,
place
not.
To me. To me,
to, oh, to you, okay.
To food wise,
I'm gonna
me.
Use that next time.
No,
next
me.
Time I get something wrong. Well, to me, you know what I'm saying?
I know I got it wrong. I'm just saying, food menu
to me,
wise.
Alcorn Creek in Kentucky and the beach in Mexico, the same thing. That's why I got it mixed up.
Why you being a jackass?
I'm not. I'm just like, saying that y'all know you men can't get nothing like it wrong.
I'm admitting that I got it wrong. I'm telling you why I got it wrong, though, because they.
To
had,
you, it's the same thing, though, right?
Are they both out in Hamburg? Is Max and Irma's in?
We've Rafferty's? Never been to Max and Irma's.
I've always gotten, you don't understand, prior to us dating, Rafferty's and Max and Irma's. Max
Let
and
you
Irma's.
Tell it prior to us dating don't matter.
What a who?
Nothing. Go ahead. Rafferty's was our first date.
Rafferty's was our first date. We also went to the movies. I remember he said, because I opened my car door to get in when he picked me up on my date, that set the precedent of him never opening up my car. Right, never opening
check
up
out.
My
before
car
before we started dating, I was sleeping on my sister's couch like I did frequently because yeah, I was doing
no,
a little
no,
bit
no.
of hoeing around.
You were sleeping on my couch. Your
in my sister's
have,
apartment.
I was paying rent too, so my apartment too.
Me too. All right, you right. Anyway, so I'm sleeping on the couch, knocked out because my room was taken up by some intruder.
A person who was paying rent.
And so I see this chick leaving out and she's walking out awkward with all this luggage and stuff. I'm like, oh, let me help you. She's like, no, I got it. I'm like, no, let me help. No, I got it. I continue to let her stumble down the stairs and get it. I'm like, all right, she ain't got no home training. She don't know how to let a man be. that's exactly what I was saying. She don't know how to let a man be a gentleman.
Oh, Jesus.
Just, whatever. So anyway,
help
years
us,
and years later, I go to pick her up to go on this date. I pull up.
Years and years later. 2 years later.
Year. And year later. All right, was it 2 years later? I don't think it was. I think it was longer than that.
Okay, go ahead.
Was it not longer than that?
It wasn't.
All right. Anyway, I pull up to the front of her mom's house. I put the car in park. Before I got a chance to get the car all the way in park and get out, she's already opening the door, get in. I said, this poor child don't know no better.
Wait a minute. Poor child. Now, listen, you being so extra.
I ain't being extra.
Yeah,
your own mama even said that she ain't teach you how to do that.
You're right. No, I'm not like, oh, he has to do this.
No, you're not. But
time.
At the same time, it's like, you still learning that lesson. You said last year, you know what? I'm going to start using this to an advantage. But anyway, so yeah, that did set the precedent. It's like, I call them workhorses all the time because that's what they are. They're like, no, I got it. I got to prove I'm a strong woman. I can do this. I don't need your help.
I'm not trying to prove it to nobody.
Then don't take my help. You go on and get that car door to this day. Like, it's unlocked.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. This is the thing that he doesn't realize about me. It's not about me needing help or proving I'm
about
strong.
Needing help.
But that's the thing, though. That is the way it's usually offered to me is, you need some help? And the honest to God answer is no.
I didn't ask you when you usually had that luggage. I didn't say, do you need some help? I said, let me help you with that. No, I got it to this day. We walked through the airport.
His exact words
I do.
In 2002.
To this day, we could be traveling out to Kentucky. We've done this numerous times where Angel always overpacks. She will nah.
I did not overpack. She will this be last
falling
time.
And stumbling through the airport, dragging her luggage. Some of the luggage ain't even on his wheel. She's I'm literally dragging and stumbling. It. And I'm like, Angel, let me help you. I got it, Angel. Let me help you.
I'm falling and stumbling. Is that what
I'm
we're
sorry?
Saying?
You might you walking sideways. You might as well be falling and stumbling. You don't be walking. You don't be walking sideways with that
if
luggage because it's falling
tell
all over the
stories,
place.
Just be accurate. Why
I'm
you
not.
Have to
I'm,
be?
I'm being accurate, Angel. This has happened so many times.
This is from my vantage. Yes, I have a lot of luggage that is a little more difficult for me to carry. However, we have a lot of luggage in general. It's not just me. So don't. First of all, don't put it on.
No, this
me.
Is before kids.
Before kids, yes, I used to overpack.
Now, yes, you would overpack and yeah. You would be stumbling through the airport dragging all your luggage. I'm like, Angel, I got one bag. I can throw three on top of this bag and they sound wheels. Let me just pull it.
I would be stumbling through the airport because I would have on heels.
She would have on heels. She would have, I don't know, a duffel bag strapped around her. Her bra was popping out of her shirt. Her pants is all twisted to the side. And I'm just like, really? This is what we're going to do right now. This is what we're doing. Is that not true?
I'm part of it, yes. Part of it.
So this carries over onto that. Hey, let me help you with that. Now I got it. Pull up. See, oh, yeah, I can't even get the car door for this girl.
He's saying that he says, hey, let me help you with that. But I don't think that is what your verbiage was. I'm just trying to tell you. Okay?
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So our first date was when I came into town, and it was at Rafferty.
And it's been like this every damn since. Next podcast.
And then our next date wasn't really a date. It was me rolling up on him at a party trying to make sure he wasn't hollering at any other chicks. And it was crazy when I left, because that was a visit that I did home, because at the time I'd already moved to California, so I'd visited back to Kentucky. We had decided for him to come out to visit me like a month later. So in October, I flew him out. I paid for him a ticket to come see me. It was his first flight ever. And I remember us having the discussion then of, like, what is this? Because we were really enjoying each other. When I brought him out that time, I showed him a really good time. I took him to Mexico, up the coast. So he not only flew for the first time, he got to go out the country for the first time. We went to some really great restaurants. It was like a really romantic trip and visit. And we weren't having sex at the time. Why can't I put my hand right
it's
here?
Like, it feels like it's like right here.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, the interruption for those of y'all who aren't watching is that I'm talking with my hands and it was just too much for him into space. Anyway, so we had a really great time. We really connected. We weren't even smashed.
Hold on.
At the time.
So now, from that point, everybody's going to be watching your hand.
Mm-hmm. She a jerk. He's on one
That's
tonight.
No, it's true.
He's on one. He went home to Kentucky and got all fresh. And now he's on one. Anyway, we had the discussion before we left. I was like, so what are we? And at that time, we decided, we're talking, but we are available to talk to other people. We'll just keep each other posted. Like, right? Does that sound about right?
Honestly, I don't remember that conversation.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not saying you wrong. I'm just saying I don't remember that conversation.
Yes, we had. We definitely had that conversation just because I didn't want to set myself up to thinking one thing. And if he was doing something else.
When I say that, I remember having the conversation. I don't remember what we said in the conversation.
The conversation was we were not tied to each other. But if he decided to get into a, like, sexual relationship with somebody else.
Which I wasn't about to tell her.
He would keep me posted on that, like, we could date whoever, but if it ever gotten like that far with somebody, we would just be honest with each other so that the other person would have the opportunity to either like back up or you know, whatever, or just be cool with it. Because I had somebody that I was trying to talk to in California. I was like, I'm gonna buy a coastal pimp. I mean, granted, I wanted to marry him, but I was like, if he ain't ready to be married, then let me see how people date other people. I didn't date nobody. He did. He dated somebody. And you did eventually tell me in a phone conversation.
I vaguely remember.
We were on the phone talking, and he seemed distant. And you could, you know, how sometimes you can tell when somebody is like, they're almost hiding something, but they don't really want to hide it. That's how you sounded on the phone.
Okay.
I can't believe you don't remember this.
I had a lot of history with you.
I know, but it was a bigger moment with me because you had said that there was a chick that y'all were kind of talking and some things had happened, and the person was like, well, do you have a girlfriend? And you were like, well, I guess kinda, yeah. We had not become official, but your conscience had made you feel like you had did more.
All right.
I can't believe he said. <No. laughs> Oh my goodness. You're so irritating right now. He's so irritating.
No, I vaguely remember that.
Because that after that conversation is when we did become
official. Yeah.
Because he was like, he felt bad, even though like he wasn't in the wrong. We had set the parameters of, yo, me and you were just talking, so
I knew she was sprung. I wasn't trying to do her like it, so
I hate you so much. He was sprung too. For him to feel bad.
I do remember that, yeah.
I was like, you know, if you date somebody, if y'all, you know, end up doing nasty, just keep me posted just so I'm not like, you know, in the same thing. Not that I was going to be like, so me and this dude.
Yeah, that's her story anyway, y'all.
I didn't. And so he felt some type of way. And I'm not saying that my feelings weren't a little bit hurt because I did really like him. And we were, at that time, I think we're talking to each other every single day. So it was kind of like, dang, how did you make time to still end up doing something with somebody else? Like, it was, but we really put our feelings on the line then of, okay, if you feeling some type of way about the fact that you did that, almost feeling guilty, even though completely gave you permission, and I'm feeling some type of way because I really didn't honestly want you to be with anybody else, all right, maybe we should go ahead and make this official. And I remember I emailed my sands. I don't even know if it was that night or maybe a week later. And I said, listen, all of my line sisters were basically still in Kentucky. I said, me and Marcus are now officially dating. So if y'all see him with any chick out here in these streets, please let me know.
That's the thing. Nobody ever saw me with any chick. Mm-hmm. Period. So that was never going to happen.
Right. But Marcus is a huge flirt. So they knew what I meant. Like, you were.
I flirted with them hoes too. Yeah. Hey, y'all, you know. No. I didn't, y'all. I'm joking.
No. Yeah, but they never had any dirt on them. It was never anything. And I wasn't asking them to seek it out. I was just like, but if you see it, I just want you to know that we're now, like, for real, and I don't want to be over here looking stupid, is the case. So what we did dating-wise was we saw each other either once a month.
Yeah, it was about once a month.
There was a couple times where we did once every 2 months, which was just a little too stressful. But our dates usually consisted of going to eat or we're fine. Our dates usually consisted of like just going out to eat or the movie. I'm trying to think of something like, of course, Mexico was one of like the.
It was one of the big moments. We didn't do nothing like real big and spectacular.
I'm trying to think.
As we were dating. Like, it was all nice. Like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was something like.
Because most of the time, like, it was me, either her visiting Kentucky or me visiting California.
And I don't remember what I would do in Kentucky. We were inseparable when I would come to Kentucky. But what would we ever do?
Yeah, it wasn't nothing like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot to do in Kentucky anyway. So it wasn't like we were going to be painting the town red. Yeah, like
a bunch of us went to like, what was it, Kings Island or yes, water park or something?
It was me, you, my line sister Tasha. That was when she was dating Damon. Yeah. And then who?
Gary, Chanel.
And was it Maurice?
Maurice and
whoever, his wife.
Yeah,
it was his wife. He wasn't married to her yet, but it's the married. Yes,
I feel like it was enough. Like one more couple that I wasn't that
close with.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a nice group of people though. We had fun.
Yeah, we got to do some stuff, and in California, it would always be just typically.
A lot of times, you was in class while I was meeting a bunch of your weird ass classmates. Weird ass people. I love a lot of them though, but they some weird ass people.
You know, that's what happens when you do theater. Yeah, you're surrounded with weird people. Yeah, pretty much. That and what?
Just out here visiting, like going to different attractions and doing different things.
Yes. Oh, like for your birthday, I took you to, and it wasn't your birthday. That might have been the October trip too. I took you to Magic Mountain, Six Flags.
Yeah.
Took you to Six Flags. Like I took my dating with him seriously. Anytime he came out here, I tried to fill it with something. There was one time and we argued so bad. Like horribly this trip. And this is because there was
that was a bad trip.
It was, we hadn't seen each other since Christmas, and it was now, we were now towards the end of February, so it only been almost had been 2 months, and I had planned this whole trip of relaxation. So we went and got massages, we got pedicures. He had never had a pedicure before.
I've only had three since then.
And I did
maybe two. I don't know. It's been few and far between.
Yeah, you know, you should do it more often though. And we got I did a facial on him, and it wasn't until I did that facial, like we argued that entire. Oh, and I got like a really. That was the first time I had ever bought, like. Lingerie.
They don't even know how to.
He's like, that's none of their business. I just made it. It was like Valentine's Day, so I wanted to be like extra special, extra sexy. But it became the most unsexiest trip ever. We fought and fought
about nothing. It was like absolutely nothing.
I mean, it started off kind of rocky with. The butterscotch pie that I tried to make him from scratch.
That wasn't rocky. I appreciated the gesture. I was mad. I was just like,
No. I'm not saying that's why we started arguing. I'm saying it was a rocky start because my butterscotch pie was just butter.
My cousin makes these butterscotch pies and they like off the hook. So she was like, I'm going to recreate that for you.
Oh my goodness.
When it was done, it was still liquefied.
I don't even know.
I remember taking a spoonful of it. It was like, I ain't putting that in my mouth. Like, nah, she gonna put in the work. I'm gonna show my appreciation. I don't care. And I went and it was like spilling out of the spoon. I was like, nah.
It was so bad. It was so bad. That trip, and it made me so, that trip made me so sad because I was just like, why is this not working? Like every visit we had with each other
It wasn't no ups and downs. It was just like we good, and then it was like
at each other, just irritated with each other. And like Marcus is an irritable person, as you all who have watched us for a while know this. But I hadn't seen that side yet, like at all. So like while I knew he could be smart aleck. And I knew he could, like, be cutting and biting with his words. And a lot of times in a funny way. I had never seen the irritable side. And it just did not gel well with me. So, that trip, I don't know if it was the pinnacle or what. But
we bounced back.
We did. Like, the next trip was like, and I don't remember. At some point in time. That, like we've told you all this before, we were celibate for about 18 months of our relationship into our marriage, but there was a period of time where we weren't. So
a good period of time.
So that might have had some effect on like how we did with one another, especially because there would be a lot of like pent up sexual frustration, I would say. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember if we were doing anything. No, we wasn't. Was we? I don't know.
Oh, Valentine's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That poor apartment.
I felt bad for my roommate. I would always be glad when she would be like, yeah, I'm going out of town. I'd be like, thank you. Thank you so much for leaving.
There was one time she came home. I think we had just left the hallway. made it back to the room when that door opened. And she was in there for about, I know, a good 4 minutes before we realized.
Oh my God. It's so embarrassing.
I was proud. I was walking around with my chest down. You damn right.
And he was so skinny then. He was so skinny, but he was my little skinny treat. My little skinny treat.
I was limber. I done hit the camera.
Oh, never that you were limber. But yeah, so that's a little bit of our dating story. Marcus has got to get to getting himself ready for work. I know we're missing chunks of it, but we might pick it up later on. But I guess the biggest thing that I'll say from this, and we'll leave with an ask so they'll be able to answer the question. I think the biggest thing that helped us during our dating period of time is that we really enjoyed making the other person like happy, like as far as in where we went, what we chose to do.
Yeah.
We were really invested in that. It wasn't just about us, the person. It was about the other person. Like, is he going to enjoy this, or is she going to want to do this? Like, he was always very attentive to me when I would come into town and make sure he would take me wherever I wanted to go. He's like my little chauffeur, always very willing. So for you all out there who are still dating, how is dating different from when we were dating? Like, you hear our story, we had some open communication about like sexual partners, stuff like that, where we were going to be at, as far as in, is that the same that's happening right now? And for those of y'all who are not dating anymore, was y'all's like ours, or was it a different like situation? Because I feel like, I don't know if we have a very unique situation or if that's how most people are. I don't know. Yeah, so let us know. You can even leave it in the comments on SoundCloud, or you can leave it in the comments of this video on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Again, as always, please like and share these podcasts with anyone you know who just wants to hear like a halfway functioning couple in just halfway. That's all it is. Alright guys, y'all know I upload content on YouTube on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday. So make sure you all come back to the YouTube channel and check out that stuff. And come back in 2 weeks to the podcast. Is this going to cause an argument? Just a little bit. It caused a little bit of an argument today, but not too bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm upset.
Shut up. Alright guys, y'all be blessed.
Alright, y'all have a good one.